We're the home of Big Z Sports, 99.9 WTUZ. Good evening and welcome to the Big Z Sports Extra Point, presented by Michael Taylor Allstate Insurance. We'll take a closer look at some of our local schools and what they do in their communities. Our program is brought to you by Michael Taylor Allstate Insurance. Now, let's join the crew from Big Z Sports.
Welcome into the Big Z Sports Show on Z Country 99.9, The Extra Point, presented by Michael Taylor Allstate Insurance. Joe Geckler, Chris Kale, and Eric McElroy. Big thank you to Pizza Parlor 5 tonight for our delicious food. They bring in food each Wednesday night to feed our players and coaches and all of us hungry guys doing the show. Guys, we are going to talk about week 6 of the high school football season, recap that, and we're also going to welcome in the Indian Valley Braves and Matt Lancaster. He has a host of players with him tonight. We'll get to them coming up here in a couple of segments, but first, guys, we're going to recap week 6. It was a big week last week, a lot of big wins for some teams and some big scores and just a lot of fun to talk about.
Yeah, we'll start with our game of the week from last week, which was Ridgewood taking on Indian Valley, and the Braves, they move on to 6-0, defeating the Generals. The final was 33-14.
Yeah, Eric, you know, obviously our Harrison Auto Parts Player of the Week came out of that game. Of course, Caden Hostetler, once again, was our Player of the Week. And how could we not give it to him? I mean, I know he won it in Week 2, and we try and spread the love and share the love a little bit. But how can you not give it to the kid when he has 32 carries, 336 yards, which we're still finding out, but maybe a school record,
okay,
and 5 touchdowns? How do you not give it to him? So we went with it again. He is our Harrison Auto Parts Player of the Week.
Interception on defense, too. Did you mention that?
No, that was Caden.
Oh, I thought you were talking about
Caleb,
Caden.
You mean?
Or Caleb. That was Caleb. Yeah, sorry, okay, not my Caden.
Bad.
My bad.
And then I
getting my Hostetlers confused. Yeah. So
well, they're twins, Caleb and Caden. They're twin brothers. But I was talking to Coach Lancaster in the hallway before we came on, and I handed him one of the two hoodies that Caden has won already this year. And he looks at me and goes, "This is for little Caden." And I said, "What do you mean, little Caden?" He goes, "Dude's like a buck 40 soaking wet." And I'm like, "Great, he's going to swim in that thing."
Yeah, but you know what? He'll wear it proudly. Of course, the Indian Valley Braves, 556 yards on the ground.
How many?
556.
Oh, my God.
Cade Williams was 1 of 5 through the air. Obviously, they didn't need to throw it a whole lot when you run for, 550. And he also had 14 carries, 159 yards on the ground.
Another game from Friday, Steubenville over Chris's Dover Tornadoes, 21-10. Dover falls to 3-3.
Yeah, Alex Sayre was 20 of 32, 116 yards and a pick. He had 12 carries minus 12 yards. Dre Hess, in and out of the locker room, had 3 carries, 15 yards, and 3 catches for 34 total yards. Here's all you need to know. Steubenville, 413. Dover, 119.
Joe, how impressed were you with Dover able to keep that game close? They even took a lead 10-7, right?
I was very impressed with that. I don't think many people gave them much chance against Steubenville just based on the last couple of weeks and over the in the history of the series, really. But Steubenville came in probably not as good as they have been over the last few years, but Dover, they hung in there, just ran out of time, ran out of weapons.
And midway through the fourth, sure, they were leading.
Yeah, Big Red improves to 6-0 after that. New Philadelphia over Marietta on the road, 44-14. Baron May, my hat's off, award winner from Friday. 5 total touchdowns, 3 through the air, 2 on the ground.
Yeah, 17-23, 342 through the air with those 3 touchdowns, and then 13 carries, 146 yards, and 2 touchdowns.
Isn't he's a senior, right? Oh, right. He's a sophomore.
Kai Brothers, the senior, had 19 carries, 95 yards, and a TD. How about Sam Zemus? Had 6 catches, 99 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Like Eric said, that was his hats off award winner. Total yards, New Philadelphia, 588. Marietta, 296.
You mentioned the duo of Baron May and Kai Crothers. Here's head coach Matt Dennison talking about that.
They focus on Kai, and Baron's a dual threat, and when you have Kai and him back there together, it makes it real tough. And, you feel bad for Kai because he's pounding and pounding, and he's getting 8-9 yard chunks, and then we let Baron pull one, and he goes for 60.
Yeah, and you know, I'll tell you what, 588 and 296, they've got a great combination in Baron May and Kai Crothers. And then you throw in Austin Cole, Sam Zemus, and the rest of that receiving crew, Jelani Walker. I mean, my goodness, that's a potent team. You wonder why they're 6-0.
Well, gentlemen, it was a toss-up last week for our game of the week, and this one did not disappoint. The Claymont Mustangs over the Garraway Pirates, 38-29. Claymont goes to 5-1.
Yeah, the that game really turned out to be a good one all the way around. Brady Winters, two touchdown catches. Dawson Lay with four touchdown passes, 318 yards. Austin Farron, two TD catches. And, of course, Dawson Lay was my hats off award winner last week. That game, you know, it was a 9-point win for Claymont, but I think it was a lot closer than that. I was able to catch up, believe it or not, on Saturday morning with Thomas Osecki, the head football coach of Claymont, and he come away very, very impressed. I was up in the press box at the JV game talking to him. My nephew was playing, and he came away very impressed with Garraway. He said, they're young, but, man, they are really fast.
Should have had your recorder on hand with you, Geckler.
But I should have.
But, no, we caught up with Coach Osecki after the game on our post-game show. He was really, really happy with his team and how they played in crunch time.
You know, if you look at the game, I think if you look at first half, it was the second quarter, in which we were really physical and beat them up and drove down for scores. And then in the second half, it was the fourth quarter in which we did it. Yeah, I think we wore them down. They're a little bit smaller, but they're fast and aggressive. And, you know, our credit goes to that offensive line that with 4 minutes to go, and we gave it to Hunter Hershberger all the way down the field. And, I mean, he just was running people over, and it was nice to have him back.
Yeah. He said, you know, when Lasecki talking to me on Saturday, he said that, I think the advantage, and I quote him, I think the advantage to us is we wore them down late in the game.
Yeah, definitely. And even Coach Wallach talked about that with us in our post game Friday as well.
It was a back and forth game all night. They scored, and our kids responded very well, and we were able to take the lead. And, you know, we didn't feel like we executed real well in the first half, and we were only down three. So, you know, we left some on the field instead of on the scoreboard. So, but very proud of the way our kids fought. You know, we'll get better.
Yeah, Hunter Hershberger, two touchdown runs on 14 carries, 87 yards. And Xavier Grant, another great game, 13 carries, 160 yards, and two touchdowns for the Claymont Mustangs.
Yeah, we talk about lethal combos. How about that one, Grant and Hershberger in Claymont?
And it's funny, I keep going back to this, but talking Claymont, they're loaded, 17, 18 seniors, a very talented team. And they got some studs on that JV squad, too. They got them coming, so it's going to be impressive.
Hey, so what you're saying is Week 10 might be fun.
Week 10 is going to be a lot of fun.
You mentioned Claymont, that many seniors. Garraway graduated about that many last year. Buckeye Trail, they had a big lead at halftime over Strasburg, 40-27. Not really a big lead, but two-possession game right there. And the Tigers, they shut out Buckeye Trail in the second half to get their third victory of the season, the final 43-40.
Yeah, how about Andrew Cregan? 7-10, 180 yards, two touchdowns. He did throw the pick. And then he had two rushing touchdowns, including the final two in the fourth quarter. And the game winner with 45 seconds to play, Justin Stropke, 32 carries, 142 yards and two touchdowns. Oh, yeah, by the way, he had a 54-yard touchdown catch as well.
Yeah, the big game, Justin, that's what I'm going to call him, because he was our player of the week week one, if I remember right.
Strop's a big boy.
Yes, that seems so long ago, you're just saying week one.
Week one, but I'm so happy for Strasburg getting their third win of the season. They're so excited, and, you know, I sent a text message to Coach Pollock last Friday night.
Listen, said, to hey, Joe name-dropping all through the show.
Can you join us on the show? And he's like, you bet your I can.
All right.
You know, he was all excited.
What's your
I need a
does it have to do with your hindsight?
Yes.
Okay. I need a bleep button over
It'll
here
be butt,
for you.
But the other word.
Anyway, speaking of Coach Pollock, he really praised his players after that game on Friday.
That was just a win that our kids deserved, plain and simple. So the best way to put it. They do so much stuff that we ask, and they do it as hard as they can. And all we preach all the time is do things the right way. And then it finally pays off for us. You can tell your kid all the time, eventually it's going to pay off, but when it doesn't, and you guys know how we last year's story, and this year we started doing it again. It's so nice for us to get off that streak, and now we can just relax and breathe and play football.
Yeah, that's great for Strasburg to not let that have that monkey on their back, you know, like they had last year. They won their first two games last year, like they did this year, but then last year they lost eight straight to end the season. So I think you said it perfectly, sort of gets their mind off of that aspect, and now they can just play ball.
No eight-game losing streak this
Correct.
Year for the Strasburg Tigers.
Yes.
And and it's a great thing. They're sitting at 3-3, and oh yeah, by the way, they're tied atop the IVC,
and they're in the playoff hunt. You know,
yes, we'll talk about that Friday night. Yes.
Another team that's 3-3, Joe, we called them sneaky good. That's East Canton, the Hornets. They beat Malvern 57-8.
They're four and two now. Yeah, East Canton, very, very good. Very good football team. And sneaky good, I think they've done snuck past some teams that they didn't know about them. I think everybody knows now that East Canton is for real. They've got to come down here this weekend, play TCC, but we'll get into that to find segment of the show, but East Canton playing good football. They're a good football team.
Malvern falling to 1-5. Tusky Valley shut out newcomerstown 49-0. Seth Johnson, 3 touchdown runs for Tusky Valley as they improved to 4-2.
Yeah, Seth Johnson, a big game, 42-13-45 were his touchdown runs. Ethan Love had 2 TD runs and 2 TD passes on 4 of 7 for 59 yards. The defense forced 4 fumbles and an INT from Newcomerstown. Newcomerstown just struggling. Wyatt Connor, 14 carries, 24 yards, but they only had 25 total as a team. By the time you total it all out, 23 passing, 2 rushing, 5 turnovers. That's a long night, guys.
Yeah, when you have all those turnovers and penalties and things snowball, 49-0 loss is certainly what can happen. An 80-yard kickoff return for a touchdown is really all Connaughton Valley had in that game as they lost to Caldwell 53-7. How about this one? Sandy Valley needed a win, and they got a big one, shutting out TCC, the final 35-0.
Yeah, the Saints had 24 yards on 21 carries. Patrick Ganano was 15-29, 125 yards, but did have the 2 interceptions. My Hats Off Award winner, Brendan Obradovich, had 19 carries, 139 yards, and 4, count them, 4 touchdowns. Dante Tucci with a couple of picks on defense. The freshman quarterback, Cameron Blair, was 4 of 11, 82 yards and a touchdown. And Smith had a touchdown catch and also 11 carries for 73 yards. Brad Smith on the ground. Pretty good game by Sandy Valley. Good bounce back win for them.
Yeah, huge win for Sandy Valley. They needed that in the worst way. They got a tough one. And, you know, TCC struggling a little bit. Talking to Coach Cummings last night, he said they have a lot of injuries they're dealing with. They're down to essentially 14 kids that are healthy enough to play. He thinks they'll get a couple kids back before the end of the year, but the rest of them are pretty much done.
You uttered a statement that Sandy Valley, what, they needed that win?
Yes.
Right? Coach Campbell, he agreed with you.
Yeah, it was a good win for our team. You know, we've last couple weeks have been, went through the gauntlet for our young team. But I tell you what, they responded really well. And I tell you, we challenged our kids. You know, we've been constantly challenging our kids. And, the kids really stepped up. Our guys really stepped up. And we're real proud of them.
Yeah, well, Sandy Valley once again, 2-4 now. TCC falling to 2-4. Also, Carrollton losing to West Branch in overtime, 20-14. And Fairless, they fall to Manchester, 51-14, the final there. And then I thought this would be a lot closer game than what it actually was. West Holmes, after getting their first win a week ago, they fall this past Friday to Worcester, the final, 55-20.
Yeah, and they trailed 42-7 at the half. Bridger Klein was 12 of 27, 102 yards, 4 interceptions. He also had a TD run on the ground. Kale OG, 11 carries, 38 yards. And Gavin Sheldon had 15 carries, 90 yards, and a touchdown, a 2-yarder on the ground for West Holmes. But, Joe, that really wasn't the story of the night, was it?
No, it's not the story of the night. And my big-time hats off, Big Z Sports hats off, and what a class act. And we've talked about this for 3 years, how much of a class act that Coach Zach Gardner is. And the game got out of hand, and the two coaches talked prior to the game that Worcester has a kid with Down syndrome. And,
great story here.
He wanted the kid to get in and get some playing time, you know, whatever, if the game got out of hand late in the game. Well, the game got out of hand, obviously, and Coach Gardner messaged over to the coach for Worcester, said, hey, you get him in the game, I want him to score a touchdown. Yeah. And that's exactly what happened. Great job, Coach. We can't say enough.
And that's a tearjerker, really. Yeah. If you're at that stadium, you're just like, oh, holy cow. If you know what's going on, and you know who probably is the most proud person in the whole place, is probably that guy sitting in a room over here. Oh, yeah. Because that's something that was learned from – him and Coach Ift.
I'm sure there's got to be video out there.
There is somewhere. It's on our Facebook page.
We should get that to some national outlets and see exactly what can happen. Hey, you know, we mentioned throughout that Week 6 recap that all of our Hats Off Award winners, Dawson Lay, Baron May, and Brendan Obradovich, all those players, each and every single Friday night when we hand that prize out, they receive a large one-topping pizza from Pizza Parlor 5 in Sugar Creek, who Joe already mentioned provided our food again for us tonight.
Good stuff.
On the Extra Point Show. And they all get a stocking cap from Miller's Clothing and Shoes in New Philadelphia.
Yes, they do. And if you want to participate in our program tonight or even on Friday nights, you want to see these videos that we're talking about and just get score updates if you're sitting in the stand. Don't forget about our Facebook page, WTUZ, Big Z Sports. You can see all the highlights that we talk about, the big touchdown runs, the big hits, the big plays in each game that we have covered. This week, we have 7 different games covered for you. 7. That's a record for Big Z Sports. We'll get into that coming
up. Is any
up.
Other local media outlet at 7 games at one
no.
time?
No.
I didn't
no.
think so. Okay.
And,
no.
Of course, Twitter, at @Big_Z Sports. We post our videos on Twitter as well. You can see all of the stuff on Twitter and Facebook. So if you don't like going to Facebook and you want to go to Twitter, go there. You'll see them as well. And, of course, our Weaver Appliance text line. You can text us scores. You can text us your pictures, your videos, whatever you have. We prefer pictures. Videos are a little hard to load on the text line. But if you get us your pictures from your game, man, we'll post them on our Facebook page and say, hey, thanks to John Smith from Newcomers Town for this picture. You know, and it doesn't matter where you're from, but just send us a picture.
Or even Jane Smith.
Hey, I'm just saying. I'm just throwing out random names.
From Newcomers
Town.
Wow. Obviously,
John Doe. Why didn't you just say that?
We're streaming online all the time, too.
John Smith's a real person. He could live in Newcomers
WTUZ.com. Folks, people are already texting us on the Weaver Appliance text line. If you guys want to get your questions into Coach Matt Lancaster, who will join us here in mere moments, or some of the players that are here tonight. You know the names of the players, Joe, that are here?
I do. I have them right here
this
in front
evening.
Of me. Of
course.
The players that we have tonight, Jarrett Swinderman, Mason McEwen, Nick Love, and Carson Hartrick.
Some folks may be asking, what's the number, Eric, to the Weaver Appliance text line? Well, it's 330-339-9399.
And speaking of the Weaver Appliance text line, you guys, you and Michaela this morning on the McElroy and Madison show, you guys did a nice job this morning.
Well, thank you, Chris. We try to do a great job every single morning.
Absolutely.
I know sometimes I probably fail at that. So.
Did a good job.
No. Anyway, we're going to come back. We're going to take a break, and we're going to welcome in Matt Lancaster, the head football coach of the Indian Valley Braves, right here on the Big Z Sports Extra Point presented by Michael Taylor, Allstate Insurance on Z Country 99.9.
You're with Big Z Sports on 99.9 WTUZ.
Welcome back into the Big Z Sports Extra Point presented by Michael Taylor, Allstate Insurance, Joe Geckler, Chris Kale, and Eric McElroy. Big thank you to Pizza Parlor 5 in Sugar Creek for the delicious food, the pizza, the parlor sub. I even got pop like I normally do or Mountain Dew, and Coach said, nah, baby, nah, my kids don't get that.
Yeah, no, hold on, Coach. Coach Lancaster joining us tonight. Head coach, Indian Valley Braves. No Mountain Dew for your kids?
We frown on that.
And I will give the kids all the credit in the world because I walked up, I said, hey, guys, here's all the food, here's the drinks.
Here's some glorious Mountain Dew.
And they all looked at me and said, no, you need to hide that before Lank gets in here. We'll get in trouble.
Wow.
And they were very honest about it.
Do I think the kids stick to that 100%?
I got mine.
They're at home. No, I can't control that.
Well, we are happy to welcome in Indian Valley head football coach Matt Lancaster. Coach, thanks for taking the time out of this week, and I know you're prepping for a game to join us here on the Extra Point and talk about your program. You know, you guys have had an exceptional year, even exceptional year and a half, you know, if you second half of last year coming into this year as well. But let's rewind a little bit to week one, if you can think back that far. Big shutout win against a state semifinalist in the 2016 at Coshocton. Beat them 40-0. Very impressive win. Great way to start off your season.
Definitely. You know, and I think it was a good sign for what we had coming. We thought we were going to be okay this year. Still playing a lot of juniors. Last year we were pretty sophomore laden. So we expected all the experience we got last year would show up this year. So definitely coming out against a proud, good Coshocton program. I know they're young this year and lost a lot of kids from last year, but definitely coming out with a fast start was nice to see.
Coach, you know, going back to last year, you guys finished 5-5. You were 5-2 in the Pac-7. Still a good season in the Pac-7. And, coming off that 9-2 playoff season, like you just mentioned in 2015, you guys took your lumps last year, and we knew, you know, you had told me week after week, hey, guys, just be patient with us. We're going to take our lumps this year. But you know what? Next year, when all these sophomores are juniors, and then in 2 years when they're all seniors, we're going to be heard from. And you guys are being heard from right now.
Yeah, and that was important, you know, last year, especially the way we finished last year, finishing 5-1 and finishing second place in the pack, I think really set us up to have some success this year. You know, that finish definitely helped out last year.
Week one, Coach, you guys started off taking on Coshocton. You defeated them 40-0. You guys are up 27-0 at the half. I'm sure you like to see, heck, offensively and defensively at the end, you know, holding on to that shutout. I'm sure you like to see that in week one.
Yeah, and that was big. We felt our defense was going to be a strength of our team this year, and to get a shutout in week one. And actually, our kids were more excited that our JVs preserved the shutout.
I remember you talking about that
our JV was out there, and they actually had a big goal line stand at the end of that game to preserve the shutout. So that really, really showed the environment that we have, the good kids that we have, and care about each other and have a family atmosphere.
Well, Coach, in that game, I gave my hats off to your junior fullback and linebacker, Carson Hartrick. He had two big touchdown runs. But the one, man, and we have video of it on our Facebook page.
Oh, my
gosh.
He
just trucked some dude on the sideline. I think you came about 5 feet off the ground. I saw him.
5 feet? Maybe 5 inches.
He trucked this kid, and that's the reason I gave him my hats off, because he just kept running. And it was an impressive run.
It was, and those plays do get me. I mean, you've been around the game enough that you don't get excited about a whole lot. But whenever you see something like that, it did get you excited. He kind of got a nickname in practice the next week because he was paying attention, apparently, to how many views he got on your website.
Oh, gosh.
And I overheard him tell somebody, hey, I got 5.2K. I said, 5.2K what? 5.2K views. So we started calling him 5.2K for a while. 5.2K.
I tell you what, that is hilarious. And even I said week one when we saw that video. And by the way, Shannon Thomas was there who captured that great video.
Yes.
Which is on our Facebook page. But I said, even when I saw that week one, I said, that's probably the video of the year there. And still, it's up there, number one. I haven't seen a video this year from us that's
topping. I think it's pushing 6,000 views now, so we can start calling him 6K.
Maybe 10K after we keep talking about it. You never know.
But let's move on to week two, Coach. Your toughest game, I think, so far of the season that you've had. Hard-fought win against Manchester. You knock them off 38-32. Big win, but a big game out of Caden Hostetler. That was his first real big game of the year.
Yeah, you know, we really liked keeping Manchester on the non-league schedule after battling with them for the last 8 years in the PAC conference, and they're a quality opponent, always going to be, and Coach France does a great job there. You know, we felt we could have played a little bit better in that game, especially defensively. They were 10 of 20 in third down conversions, ran about double the amount of plays that we ran. So, you know, we've been focusing on getting off the field on money downs since that game, and I think we've done a little bit better.
Coach, 40-0 is nice, but what did you really find out about your team in a close game like that, winning 38-32?
Just the way they were going to face adversity and deal with that, you know, and we like to see how, you know, they were going to not back down when put in some tough spots, and definitely Manchester's going to do that to you. They scored twice on fourth downs.
Yeah.
One was a reverse pass, you know, so we're backed up. We're up against the wall a little bit, but we overcame the adversity and beat a very good team. I mean, they're tearing through the pack right now, if you see what they're doing up there. So they're a very good football team.
Coach, you talk about running a lot of plays against you. They had 53 carries, only 183 yards, which isn't too bad. 3.5 average, not too bad. But 141 passing yards, they threw the ball 33 times. So that's quite a bit there. I mean, if you look at it, that's 66 plays. I'm not good at math, but that's quite a bit.
Yeah, I think they ran 88 plays against us.
Okay, well, there you go.
They ran 88 plays against us. And,
case in point.
A lot of it was due to that third down conversion. You know, they converted 10 out of 20 times. And, you know, the rushing numbers seems like we gave up a lot, but their number one rusher, the Wright kid up there, he's ran for, I think, 300 yards a game in the last couple weeks. And he ran for 93 against us on 25 carries. That's a 3.7 average. So I felt that we did a pretty nice job against a very good running back and a very good team.
Yeah, quick math lesson, Chris. What's 55 plus 33?
Okay, all right.
55 plus 33.
88.
Okay, yeah.
So that's 88 plays that Manchester ran well, against. My coach just said instead of the 60, whatever.
I wasn't good at math.
We know, but we're going to move on to week three.
I went to Dover, remember?
We're going to move on to week three and talk about your next game, Coach. Another big win at Minerva. You take a road trip. You go up there and knock them all 51-21. The train just kept rolling that week. Your offense kind of got back on track, only giving up 21 points, but I think your offense really took control of that game.
Yeah, and that's a new opponent for us. You know, we're excited about getting some of these new opponents this year, getting a game plan for some different schemes, and our kids going against different competition. Up to that point, they could have been 2-0. Minerva could have. They lost in overtime to Sandy Valley the week before that, and they lost by one score the week before that, and they were really one play away. You could see on film. So I know they haven't done as well since then. You know, but it was definitely a good win.
Yeah, I mean, Minerva going on the road, coming off a tough loss to Sandy Valley, like you said. That was in three overtimes, I believe, they lost that game.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's what good teams do. They go on the road and they win, and then move on to week four. You're talking Sandy Valley. Always the last three, 4 years with Sandy Valley has been always a big, competitive, physical, tough matchup. You and Coach Gardner going head-to-head. Obviously, he's gone out to West Holmes now, but Sandy Valley comes in. Maybe down on talent a little bit, but they're still that physical brand of football. Coach Gamble has them going up there, but you get another big win at 54-7.
Yeah, and I think Coach Gamble's doing a good job of building on what Coach Gardner did there. Just a little down talent-wise this year, but it was definitely a good win after, they've owned us for 2 years now, so our kids are really hungry to come out and get one back on them, especially after last year. We lost in overtime to them at home, ended up suffering some injuries in that game that really, really kind of hung around the next couple weeks after that. So definitely our kids were excited about that game.
Hey, our stringer, Shannon Thomas, who's provides great coverage on Twitter and Facebook for your team each and every single Friday. Go ahead, Shannon.
Yeah, Coach, in that Sandy Valley game, that's the first game that your defensive backs got a real good workout. I mean, Sandy Valley, they might have been down a little bit on talent, but they had a good freshman quarterback who could really throw that ball around, and your defensive back stepped up and played a great game that week.
Yeah, and that quarterback, he's going to be a good player. You know, anytime you're starting a freshman, you're going to go through some lumps, but he's going to be a good player, and definitely our DBs might be, over the last couple years, one of our weaknesses of stopping the pass this year, and especially in that game. You know, I think our DBs have stepped up.
Hey, Chris Kale made history in our post game after that Sandy Valley game, selecting you, yes, you, Coach Lancaster, as the first ever coach to win the Hats Off Award. Chris, I mean, do you want to say anything?
Yeah, I mean, because, look, Coach Lancaster is my boy, right?
Mm-hmm. Rarely does he take his hat off.
So. Well, right. See, if I take my hat off, my head looks like his. Plus, I'm sitting over here with a Valley Force shirt on. Plus,
right.
Indian Valley was one of the first teams I ever covered when I was a stringer here, so... It's all good. Me and Coach Lancaster get along. So, yes, he was my Hats Off Award winner. Their coaching staff just doing a great job, like you said, Eric. You know, going from that tough season a year ago and absolutely just getting it handled this year, that's worthy of the whole staff getting a Hats Off Award.
So you decided to make history then. The next week I made history because, Coach, I decided to make your offensive line my Hats Off Award winners for week number five when you guys defeated Buckeye Trail 46-7. Talk about your O-line a little bit, what it means, not only them offensively, but in the trenches, offensively, defensively, how you guys have really won that battle all year so far.
Well, before that, I just got to make something clear. My pizza is going to the offensive line, just
there
you so
go.
You know.
That's as it should
one
be.
One pizza isn't enough for those guys.
Heck no. Oh, they'll get enough for them.
And Dylan Fanton asked me every Monday when we go over scouting reports if have the pizza yet. Every Monday.
You'll have it tomorrow when you take it to walkthrough.
No, but our offensive line, you know, it has come together nicely this year. We felt we were going to be bigger and stronger up front with another year of weight room. Dylan Fanton, 3-year starter at the tackle spot, is doing a nice job. And then we just finally got Nick Love, who you'll hear from tonight, back from injury, had knee surgery in July, and he's back, had his first game last week. So another starter returning up there. And then a couple young guys across, Lane Renard, big kid, 300-pounder, 6'3", Colby Hartrick and Brody Parsons at the center spot. They just come to work every day to get better, and they don't care about getting a lot of the limelight. They just come and do their job.
Coach, I'll tell you what, before we talk about the Ridgewood game last week, we'll take a break for the sake of time. We'll welcome in the kids, talk to them a little bit. Then when we join you again, we'll talk about the game last week and then the game you have coming up this week against Newcomerstown, all right?
Sounds good.
Coach Matt Lancaster of the Indian Valley Braves joining us live in studio. Next, few of his players who are standing by and are well-fed compliments of Pizza Parlor 5 tonight. It's the Big Z Sports Extra Point Show here on Z Country 99.9 WTUZ.
Big Z Sports on 99.9 WTUZ.
Big Z Sports Extra Point presented by Michael Taylor Allstate Insurance on Z Country 99.9. Joe Geckler, Chris Kale, Eric McElroy. Big thank you to Pizza Parlor 5 in Sugar Creek for the delicious food tonight. What's up, Facebook? We are on Facebook Live, WTUZ, Big Z Sports. We're in here with the Indian Valley Braves, Jarrett Swinderman, Mason McEwen over there, Nick Love in the red shirt, and Carson Hartrick, the big tall guy with the beanie.
Babyface.
Babyface assassin or 5.2K.
That was really loud.
Yeah, well, I had yours way up from Coach Lancaster.
Well, so we're going to visit with the Indian Valley Braves and talk about the kids' season and how they're feeling about it. We'll start with Jarrett Swinderman. And Jarrett, you're over here. Talk to us a little bit about what position you play, maybe your favorite moment from the season so far.
I'm a safety and slot receiver. I'm number 10. And favorite moment was beating Manchester.
Yeah, we talked about that game. I mean, it was a close competitive game. I'm sure you guys like shutouts here and there, but it's nice when it comes down to it and you guys pull it out in the end. I have next to me this Mason, right?
Yep.
Mason, come over here. What number you wear, positions you play, and tell us all that stuff.
My name is Mason McEwen. I'm number 15. I'm an inside linebacker and also running back. And my favorite moment would have to be probably getting a pick six against Sandy Valley.
Oh, yeah, those pick sixes. Hey, you play any other sports, Mason?
Yeah, I play baseball.
Baseball, what position?
Center field.
All right, there
Jarrett,
you go.
What about
hey, go
you,
try,
any
by
other,
the way.
Any
go
other
try.
Positions or any other sports?
Yeah, I wrestle.
Got a wrestler.
Nice. All right, well, I'll bring in Mr. Truck over here, Babyface, whatever you want to call him.
5'2K.
5'2K. 5'2K,
yes,
okay.
Sir.
Okay, we'll bring in Carson Hartrick. He's wearing the Big Z Sports Hats Off Award beanie, which is a good thing. So tell us a little bit about you, man.
What presented by Miller's Clothing and Shoes, by the way.
Yes.
And
tell us about what positions you play, if you play any other sports, and your favorite moment so far this year.
I wear number 21, and I play fullback and middle linebacker. My favorite moment this year so far has definitely been week one at Coshocton when
the truck.
I trucked that kid.
That kid.
Trucked hey, that kid.
Be honest. I want an honest answer from you. Of those close to 6,000 views yes. that we have on that video, how many of those 1,000 are just you by yourself that's watched that video?
probably 5,000.
That's what I'm talking about. No, I'm just kidding, obviously. That listen, anytime we post anything on social media about Indian Valley Athletics or anything, any good work that Shannon does out there who's behind the camera right now doing Facebook Live for us, we get such a huge response, and I think it speaks volumes to the community and your parents and the folks that go on and root you on each and every single Friday night.
Definitely. Nick, same question, man. What number, positions, do you play any other sports, and your favorite moment from the year so far?
I'm 73. I play right guard. Probably the best moment is finally being able to get back out on the field with these guys and playing the game every Friday.
Hey, we'll go around the room with this. Mason, I'll start with you. I'm sure every team, they set out goals at the beginning of the year. Maybe one of the goals as a team that you guys had this year.
Definitely getting down on money downs. That's whenever it's third quarter or third down and we need to get off the field, and definitely getting those accomplished.
You know, it's interesting you said that. Coach Lancaster said earlier in the show, money downs or money plays, I believe he said. Some goals your team set out this year. Go ahead and spit some out. I can't remember your name, but I'm staring
Carson.
Right at you. That's Carson. Go ahead.
A big goal we have is to win the IVC with ease and make sure that no one's even remotely close to us. So.
Wow. Brutal honesty there,
yes.
too.
Go 10-0, make the playoffs.
All right.
Jarrett?
10-0 and win the IVC.
All right, lofty goals for the yes. Braves this year, Joe.
Yes, they are. And I know Dylan Fanton's probably out there listening right now. Just to let you know, Nick Love has already eaten one of your pizzas that you get. So we're one pizza down.
One down, yeah.
So don't worry, you'll have yours tomorrow.
Well, he gets one of his own, too. He's an offensive lineman.
Sure.
So he ate Dylan's, and he's got one for himself.
Sure.
All right, before we put Pizza Parlor 5 out of business, Joe.
But, guys, looking ahead, we're going to ask you one more question about this week. You You got newcomers town. Obviously, you want to continue on. 10-0 is your goal, your IVC. What? I'll start with you, Mason. What do you have to do this week to get a big win at newcomers or against newcomers town?
Well, we definitely have to stay focused and practice hard and continue doing everything we do every single week.
Carson, same question for you.
We just have to keep working hard and keep looking forward to our goals and keep going 1-0 every week.
Sounds like a coach over there.
Nick, whenever you guys go in, you know, obviously newcomers town 0-6, but it's one of those teams where one of those games you never want to look ahead, right? You always want to stay focused on what you're doing. So is that something that coach has been preaching to you this week?
Yeah, we need to stay focused, and like Coach Lang said, they've lost every game so far, so they're itching to get a win, and we just need to be ready.
Awesome. Well, guys, we wish you nothing but the best of luck the rest of the season. Obviously, newcomers town and the big game looms ahead in week 10 with Claymont, but let's take it one week at a time. We wish you nothing but the best for the rest of the way, and thanks for taking time out to join us here on the Big Z Sports Extra Point Show.
Thanks, guys.
Yep, that's the Indian Valley Braves, Jarrett Swinderman, Mason McEwen, Nick Love, and Carson Hartrick joining us here on the Extra Point presented by Michael Taylor, Allstate Insurance. One quick break, come back. Welcome back in, Coach Lancaster, after this on Z Country 99.9.
This is Chuck Rust, Commissioner of the IVC. For the best area high school sports coverage, listen to WTUZ Big Z Sports.
Back into the Big Z Sports Extra Point presented by Michael Taylor, Allstate Insurance, Joe Geckler, Chris Kale, and Eric McElroy. Again, big thank you to Pizza Parlor 5 tonight in Sugar Creek for the delicious pizza and the parlor subs and the soda that they provided for the Indian Valley Braves. And we welcome back in Indian Valley Brave head football coach Matt Lancaster. Coach, let's recap last week's game real quick with you. The Ridgewood Generals, you get out with a 33-14 win. Your team, very impressive on the ground, over 500 yards rushing. And, of course, Caden with well over 300 yards. I was told it was possibly a school record. Can you say that it was?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah, it was. Jake Davis had 308 his senior year, 2014, so that beat that.
Awesome. So 336 yards is a school record for the Indian Valley Braves.
I'm glad you got our hats off, Harrison Auto Parts Player of the Week on Friday night then.
So talk to us a little bit about that game. I know it was back and forth, very physical matchup. First time you guys have played Ridgewood in the regular season. But a lot of penalties, but yet a very physical game on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, definitely. And we've got the utmost respect for Coach Slusser and Ridgewood's football program. We knew, losing some guys last year that they had, but they were still going to be a good test. And they definitely were. Gave us everything we could handle through four quarters. It was still a close game in the fourth quarter. So our guys kept plugging away. You know, one thing we've taken away the last couple weeks, and including that one, is we've definitely got to shore up our penalty issues. We've had a lot of penalties lately. And we've got to fix that. So we're continuing to work on it. But I was proud of the kids to be able to pull it out in the end against a good, real quality football program.
And, Coach, this week you guys take on Newcomers Town. They lost to Tuskegee Valley 49-0 last week. Newcomers Town 0-6. But we know it'll still be business as usual for you guys. You don't look at records or anything like that.
Nope. And, we've been preaching that to the kids all week. They can't look at that stuff. Anything can happen on a Friday night, and you got to come out and play and respect whoever you're playing. And it's sometimes scary playing a winless team because they're hungry. They're hungrier than everybody else. As long as they're still playing hard and they're still bought in and watching them on film, they're doing that. So,
Coach, talking about your defense this year, you know, we can talk all we want about the offensive side of the football, but you had stressed earlier that you thought that your defense was really going to be your strength this year. Listen to these numbers. You guys have given up 13.5 points per game. You give up 65 yards on the ground average a game. You give up 114.5 through the air, but you've got 14 interceptions. You forced 4 against a pretty good quarterback in Colton Alexander last week, who hasn't really, up until last week, he'd only thrown like 2 interceptions all year. You guys pick him 4 times and get a fumble recovery. That is super impressive.
Yeah, and I think our defense, you know, our offense gets a lot of the numbers and the attention, but we're excited about our defense, and we were in the off season. We thought they could be pretty good, faster than we've been, and coach our defense coordinator, Coach AH, has put in a good D game plan every week, and then our kids have executed it pretty well, and definitely turnovers are big. And he hands out awards every week for those. They get cookies and Fritos and different things for those, so it gets our kids excited about it. it.
Nothing like a pizza, though.
Nothing like a pizza.
Right on.
And the offensive line's going to get their pizza thanks to you guys, and I'm supposed to give a shout-out to the offensive line from Nick. He forgot to say that when he was up here.
Of course, yeah. Nick, absolutely. Come on.
All right, Coach, 30 seconds. Your three keys to Indian Valley improving to 7-0 this week.
Execute our game plan, limit penalties, and play with a relentless effort.
Awesome. Coach, we can't thank you enough for coming in, joining us here on the Big Z Sports Extra Point. And you join us every Friday, win or lose, and we appreciate what you do for them and what you do for us. And class act in our area, and we're so blessed to have you as a coach in this area.
Well, we appreciate the opportunity to come on and all the coverage you give for the entire Tuscarora County football programs. You know, appreciate everything you guys do.
That's Coach Matt Lancaster of the Indian Valley Braves joining us here on the Big Z Sports Extra Point presented by Michael Taylor Insurance. We'll take one last timeout, come back, and preview week 7 of the high school football season right after this on Z Country 99.9.
You're with Big Z Sports on 99.9 WTUZ.
Big Z Sports Extra Point presented by Michael Taylor, Allstate Insurance, Joe Geckler, Chris Kale, and Eric McElroy live on Facebook as well, WTUZ. Big Z Sports. Big thank you to Pizza Parlor 5 in Sugar Creek again for the food tonight, feeding these Indian Valley Braves, and of course all of us here in the studio. Week 7, guys, hard to say. It's already week 7. We got a lot of big games covered this week. First game we're going to talk about, Dover Tornadoes. They're 3-3. They take on Cambridge. Tim Plants will be back at the Crater Stadium covering that game. New Philadelphia 6-0 against Zanesville. Adam Alphabet, he will have that game covered for us. Garaway and Ridgewood, Jeremiah Johnson will cover that game for us. Sandy Valley and Strasburg, Riley Benson will do the honors for that game. Indian Valley, Newcomerstown, of course, our boy Shannon Thomas will have that game covered for us like he does each and every week. Tuskegee Valley at Claymont, Keith Thomas, Shannon's brother, will cover that game for us. And TCC, East Canton, that's a big game. But also, we also have Lexington and West Holmes. And Josh Lewis, our new guy, will take the trip out to West Holmes to cover Zach Gardner. And that's seven games in this area covered. And a big thank you to all of our stringers and everybody that does games each and every week. Other games we'll be talking about Friday night be Malvern and Buckeye Trail, Carrollton and Louisville, Cameron, West Virginia at Conotton Valley, and, of course, TCC and East Canton. So, guys, week 7, it's upon us. It's time to start wrapping up. We get a lot of playoff rankings are starting to come out. We'll talk about those Friday night.
Did you say
playoffs?
Hey, I want to ask you guys some questions before we wrap up.
All right.
We have maybe 30 seconds.
All right.
Tonight, NL Wild Card, Rockies at Diamondbacks. Who you got?
I'm taking the Diamondbacks.
I'm going with the Rockies.
I'll go D-backs at home. Rockies were hot early. They've struggled the second half of the year. Tomorrow, game 1. You agree with Tito? No court, because we won't talk about this until Friday. You agree with them going with Bauer instead of Kluber game 1?
Don't burn Kluber out.
Remember last year, game 1 against Boston, Bauer pitched, and of course we won, went on to sweep New York.
Yankees look
so
good.
Indians win game 1? Indians win game 1?
Yankees look good, though.
Yeah, Yankees went through their bullpen, though. So that,
what about also tomorrow, Boston and Houston? Who wins that game?
I take the Astros.
I like the Red Sox.
All right, there you have it.
Again, big thank you to the Indian Valley Braves for taking time out of their busy week to join us here on the Extra Point. Big Z Sports back on the air Friday night to break down all the area games for you. Join myself, Chris, and Eric at 5:30. We'll take you all the way up to 11 o'clock for score updates, live look-ins, and interviews with area coaches on our post-game show. That's the Big Z Sports Show presented by DAC Vitamins and Minerals. Thanks for listening to this week's edition of the Extra Point presented by Michael Taylor Allstate Insurance right here on Z Country 99.9.
Sports Extra Point has been presented by Michael Taylor Allstate Insurance. Be listening this Friday beginning at 5:30 for game night with Big Z Sports. And join us next Wednesday at 6 p.m. for the Big Z Sports Extra Point. This has been a straight-up deadly earnest presentation of Big Z Sports.